the aftermath of a devastating wildfire, rebuilding homes and businesses can be costly. Insurance coverage is a key component of rebuilding efforts. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Now, Cal Poly Humboldt and the California Insurance Commission have teamed up to form a strategy group that will make recommendations to the state for developing a public wildfire catastrophe model. When completed, the model will be the first of its kind in the nation. Professor Eric Riggs is Dean of the College of Natural Resources and Sciences at Cal Poly Humboldt. He'll serve as chair for the strategy group, and he joins me now on the Exchange. Welcome, Professor.
Thank you. Good morning, Mike.
Well, let's start with a bit of background. What do you do at Cal Poly and for how long?
Good question. I am the Dean of the College of Natural Resources and Sciences, and so at our institution that covers all areas of natural resources, fisheries, wildlife, forestry, et cetera, also all the basic sciences, engineering as well, and then math and computer science. So we really run the full gamut of STEM fields in our college. This is my fourth year in that position, and I am also a professor of geology by training and background and career, and so it's nice to be back in the CSU system. So I've been an academic for about 25 years. And in academic leadership for on the order of about 15 of those years. So
Professor,
that's kind of me. So,
well, I appreciate that. Sounds like you have quite the experience. So tell me, what is a wildfire and catastrophe model, and how did this project get started?
Good questions. So wildfire, I think, is one of those things I think we all understand relatively well. I mean, they come in a variety of sizes and shapes and burn all kinds of natural vegetation. The issues are when that impacts either valuable vegetation, timberlands, or when it impinges on urban areas. And so that's where the interest of the insurance commission comes into play. And this is something that's driven and is changing quickly as climate change sets in, especially in the north state of California, southeastern Oregon, indeed everywhere. But we're starting to see increases in severity, increases in size. And so, the wildfire is something that's been paid attention to on the scientific side from a variety of different fields for a number of years now. The catastrophe model piece of it is something, it's a computerized simulation, for lack of any other simpler term, really, that just ingests all the right kinds of data to understand and predict how wildfire would move in the landscape and then ultimately to predict where structures or other valuable properties might be in the way and what would happen to them under different scenarios. No model like that exists at that kind of synoptic, pulling it all together kind of level, which is partially why the insurance commission reached out. We can get more into the details later, I would assume, but you want to know how this all came about. Our association at Cal Poly Humboldt with the insurance commissioner has been going on for a couple of years. We have people engaged in sea level rise mitigation research, both from an engineering and environmental perspective. We've got people involved in the deployment of wind power off the Pacific coast, and then also issues of transmission and environmental impacts related to that. We have fisheries research, and then we're one of the three accredited forestry programs in California, so we have forestry and fire science as well. And that all got the attention of the commissioner, along with a number of other institutions in the state. And he presented at COP28 in Dubai and had a number of us join him remotely to explain how we were dealing with climate mitigation efforts and research in that space. And so that put us into the mix of the small number of public institutions and private institutions that also see the inroads from scientific progress and understanding climate change and all these other attendant issues of decarbonizing the grid, et cetera, and how that has some relevance to insurance and understanding risk for Californians and people in Oregon as well. And that has then resulted in us being selected to, and me being asked to take on the chair role to bring together this group of experts to really start these initial steps. Do you figure out how you would even approach building a model of this nature? So we're many miles away from the finish line, but it's nice to take the first step.
Well, you mentioned a global climate change conference, and there are other schools, I assume, that are involved. How many other schools?
So we have reached out across the CSU. About five or six of the California State University schools have fire scientists or botanists or foresters who study wildfire or wildland-urban interface issues. The University of California, of course, also has a number of experts, as do other major private institutions, Stanford, et cetera. And there's a number of nonprofit entities as well that are devoted to studying this. So we're reaching out to them, as well as all of the University of California Extension, Agricultural and Natural Resources Extension Group, because they are the people with the eyes and ears on the ground and direct impact into a lot of communities all over the state, especially in more rural areas. They have a very large impact in terms of distribution, dissemination of information of how best to prepare for fire, but then also a great understanding on the ground of what's needed out there, amongst the people. So it's a very good collaboration. We have a lot of assets to draw on, and I'm thankful that the commissioner had the vision to ask his team to see if we could pull this together.
Well, Professor, this sounds like it could have global implications. What's the overall hope for the project?
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. I think the nearest example is looking at what Florida has done with doing a similar modeling approach to understanding windstorms, windstorm damage. Obviously, that's a part of the world that even tomorrow, day after tomorrow, will be affected by hurricanes. It's been in their best interest to pull together a full and complete model and then apply it to built urban and other valuable properties. So we are looking at that, saying, okay, we would love to do the same thing with fire. There's so much good research in fire science at the laboratory level, understanding on the landscape level, understanding climate change, hydrology, the meteorological conditions that lead to fire, and then all the urban issues related to urban growth and expansion, the growth of the wildland-urban interface. And none of these things have yet been pulled together. So the overall goal, I think, would be to come up with a comprehensive model that could run, and people could get in, and a public one, people, the general public could go to, ideally, I think in the perfect world, the general public could go to a website, enter a date, a place, conditions, their address potentially, and start to understand what factors are influencing their fire risk. From a land management perspective and an emergency response agency, they can model different scenarios that way and pre-position help or assistance or other kinds of firefighting assets. There could be many benefits. Only among the many of them would be allowing the commission to set potentially more data-informed rate structures. But we're long ways off from that particular moment.
Well, in your scenario, you mentioned that the general public would have access to this data. Who do you imagine mm-hmm. would benefit from the outcomes of the strategy?
They are multitude. Ideally, at the end of the day, the insurance commission is hoping, I would imagine, not to speak for them, but I would hope that they would like to have a more rational insurance market in the state. And I think if you look at what's happened with the reaction of insurance companies to massive wildfires, you often have this very, very loss-based models and rate pricing. And that's led to a number of people not able to get insurance or insurance getting extremely expensive. And that's not a great scenario for future safety, financial stability, and growth for the state of California or Southern Oregon. So that is something that I think would be an immediate benefit. I think there are other benefits. As a university educator, of course, I need to look internally and say, what's our benefit? Is that our students, and we need a workforce that is scientifically literate and scientifically trained in many cases, but then also understands the interface of the business community. And so that's something we have a fair amount of experience in, especially in natural resources areas. But moving into how we can inform and prepare students to work in the insurance industry, either out in the field or in companies as experts, I think is something that is definitely needed. And people from the business, economics, and insurance actuarial communities also coming to the sciences and being more scientifically informed. So that's a segment of the public that I think would also benefit. And then you've also got a chance to align state and local risk reduction efforts. The federal government, the state governments, local efforts, everybody is working on fire risk reduction. And if everybody can make sure via a model like this that all of their efforts are aligned, then we save money, we save time and energy, and produce better results ultimately for the residents of both states.
I'm talking with Professor Eric Riggs. He's Dean of the College of Natural Resources and Sciences at Cal Poly Humboldt and serves as the chair for a new strategy group that's making recommendations for a first of its kind in the nation public wildfire catastrophe model. You can join us at jx@jeffnet.org. Professor, According to the California Department of Insurance, the public wildfire catastrophe model predicts future losses and can be a benchmark for fair and accurate insurance rates. How so?
Good question. So, to return to kind of an earlier point, I am not an insurance expert. I'll just be honest. I'm learning this game as we associate with you, so I don't want to speak for the department. But as I understand it, most insurance rate pricing now is driven largely by historical loss. And while that is a piece of any future prediction, it's the classic line that past results are no guarantee of future performance. Moving into a changing climate scenario, past losses are not necessarily a great representation of what's coming, or actually even what is. And it's also not reflective of individual efforts that homeowners make to protect their own properties, or business owners, landowners, et cetera, to harden their properties against fire. And so, depending on the granularity of the loss models, you can have a given catastrophic fire and a piece of that influence the rates for an entire region, and or drive people right out of the insurance market or into insurers of last resort like the California FAIR Plan. And so that is that's a problematic place now. And so that's where, just to give you a sense of where we are now and how it could be different. And so moving forward, I understand that the commissioner is advancing some regulatory changes on his side to allow catastrophic risk modeling to start to inform rates. The problem with that right at the moment is that all of those models that are usually in use by insurance companies are proprietary, privately owned. There's maybe a dozen of them, and nobody knows exactly what parameters go into them, the assumptions that are made, where that data came from, what level of resolution that data is at. And there's no way for academics or the public to inquire of those models. It's like, is that actually accurate and reasonable, and is there anything I would object to, et cetera. So the advantage of a public model is that it's like open source software. At some level, we admit, these are all the parameters that are going in. Is there anything we've missed? And if so, we put it in. Does it change the outcome? That becomes an academic exercise governed by the rules of peer review and science that tends to be very open, very public. And the public, even the lay public could come in and mess with a model like that and see what the results are. Some good examples, I think, you see in like the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration has sea level rise prediction models available on a website. You can go in there and you can imagine what global sea level does into the future, and you can see, given existing topography, what areas would become inundated. That's a very simple map compared to what we would probably attempt, but I think the idea is similar in the sense that folks can understand directly, how's this going to influence me? How's this going to impact the risk to my property? How is this going to affect the rates that I pay? So that's sort of a long-range goal, and hopefully that wraps up the full range of benefit. It's a massive and very ambitious undertaking that we're embarking on here, and so that is the goal state. I mean, the reality hopefully will be as good as that goal, but that's where we're headed.
Well, Professor, we're running out of time, but I have to ask you. You mentioned Florida, and
yes.
Florida has a public catastrophe model for estimating the damages of hurricanes and flooding, and the cost of insurance in Florida has gone through the roof, and home affordability in the state is pretty much non-existent. Now California has its own struggles with home affordability. How will your report help?
Again, that's many steps away from actual rate setting or regulation. I think where we can help is at least start in making all the assumptions and all the knowledge that about fire risk, make it all public, make it clear. It lives in the scientific literature in a lot of different places, so we'll pull that together. It doesn't have a direct impact. It's not directly integrated with economic or other kinds of risk factor data, and so we aim to do that as well. So I think that'll help. We're learning from Florida's case. I think the folks in Florida have admitted that it's not a perfect thing, but it's better. It's good to be transparent. And yeah, there are some real risks that state faces, as there are real risks California and Southern Oregon face. So, we're not going to do as much to, say, directly ameliorate the risk, but we'll at least understand the risk and understand what factors individuals can do to protect themselves from that risk.
Well, we appreciate the work that you're doing. That's all the time we have. Thank you, Professor.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed the conversation.
Well, my guest is Eric Riggs, Dean of the College of Natural Resources and Sciences at Cal Poly Humboldt. He leads a new strategy group that will make recommendations next year for a public wildfire catastrophe model in California. I'm Mike Green. The JX will be back shortly.